It's time to welcome the Middleton Grammarian, Catherine Schultz, back to the Carver Center for Public Radio. Welcome back.
Thanks. Kyle, recently I promised to continue talking about the list of frequently confused words compiled by Paul Anthony Jones, writing for the website Mental Floss.
If I recall, we talked about commonly misunderstood words, and you left us a couple of weeks ago with the idea that we'd come back and talk about some that have confused you.
Yes, that's right. Here's the first one. I have realized the enormity of the task for caring for twins. What's wrong there?
So I'm going to guess that the word that is a red flag is enormity.
Right.
And so I don't know.
Enormity does not mean enormousness.
It means completeness. No?
It means...
Because I'm sweating now because I used this in a story just a couple of weeks ago.
No, it doesn't.
What does it mean? But
legitimate snoots such as you and I should limit the word enormity to the meaning great wickedness.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. So you can talk about the enormity of heinous things like crimes and corruption, but not of things that are merely sizable.
So I would not talk about the enormity of the rainbow.
Enormousness, which is a horrible word. You know, as a journalist, I'm always going to choose the shorter one over the longer one.
Okay.
So well, I had that one wrong.
I'm with you on that. I'm 0-1 on these. Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
How about this one?
Uh-huh.
The reporter wanted to hone in on exactly what the governor said.
Okay. Hone in does not mean, okay, I've always thought of honing in as a sort of a clinical way to get to the meaning of something.
Hone in means to sharpen.
Oh.
And that's it.
Like a knife? Uh-huh. So you can't
use
it.
We want to home in, which I would have thought was an error. As an editor, I would have blue penciled that.
Wow. So hone is only if I took my kitchen knives, I would hone them, but if I...
Now, you can hone your wits or your senses, so it is used metaphorically,
But not meaning to get...
Close in on.
I mean, that gets...
Yeah, it's subtle sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but home in.
Home in, which sounds wrong
to
me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I would have looked it up, though, before I blue-penciled it. Okay, anything wrong here, Kyle? The riot at the concert was a travesty caused by poor administration.
Okay, this is only based on the conversation we've already had so far. I'm going to guess travesty is something that is more comical or lighthearted or farcical as opposed to deadly?
No, it's...
All right.
Travesty doesn't mean disaster, which is the way we use it.
All right, so I'm kind of good.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that.
Yeah, it does not mean that, right.
A deplorable occurrence or situation can be described as a tragedy, but a travesty is a debased, distorted, or grossly inferior imitation.
Yeah, and you know what? I have heard it used correctly.
Yeah, yes, right.
Yes.
And that's what I thought, too. A travesty of justice isn't just bad justice.
Right.
It's perverted, burlesque form of justice.
If I were to try to perform tap dance, it would be a travesty. Because I have not been trained.
But it wouldn't be a tragedy.
As long as I didn't
unless you
break
your
leg.
Right. Travesty derives from a French word meaning to disguise.
Yeah.
So it's got to be...
Right, that makes sense.
Not just bad, but distorted.
Yes.
Okay, here's a spelling question. Mm-hmm. He looked pretty grisly after a night of heavy drinking. How do you spell grisly?
Well, it's not like the bear. So let's think of grizzled. G-R-I-S-L-Y or I was trying to make that too hard.
The grizzly with the Z's, which... I would have used, or I hope I would have known to look at them. Mm-hmm. I questioned myself. With the Z's is mostly for bears. Mm-hmm. Despite grizzly bears being brown, grizzly actually means gray-haired. So I'm grizzly.
And then, can someone look grizzled? Is that a...
With a Z?
Yeah.
If they look gray. I look grizzled.
Okay. All right. Have I heard that before? Am I making that up right now?
I don't think I've ever run across that distinction. Okay. Here's a word I'm pretty sure I've never used. And the distinction with its confused partner may be a matter of opinion, but here goes. The cat's fur felt luxuriant.
Oh, I've never liked that word because I've never known quite.
Right.
But what
does it not mean?
Well, apparently it doesn't mean soft. It
doesn't mean luxurious.
Right.
Right.
Like fine Corinthian leather.
Yeah. Luxuriant and luxurious are not the same.
They're not synonyms. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Although used interchangeably. Mm-hmm. Incorrectly, they are not really synonyms. Something that is luxurious is characterized by luxury, mm-hmm. whereas something that is luxuriant is lush, overblown, and prolifically overabundant.
Depending on the cat.
That's right? What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So maybe in the 60s, Graceland might have been luxuriant, overblown.
Right.
But now it's just sad. Yeah. All right, I've certainly heard this word, but I know I've never used it and wouldn't have been able to define it. Mm-hmm. Find it. So, Kyle, is this a correct use? The player rolled a 7 at a salubrious moment.
Yeah, I have heard that word, and I probably have read it more than I've read mm-hmm. it. I got nothing on it.
Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't mean good.
Okay.
I wouldn't have even guessed that. I would have had to look it up. Totally, because I wouldn't have any idea. It's often used to describe anything that is positive or has a positive effect or influence. Actually, salubrious derives from a Latin word literally meaning safe or healthy.
You know, I think the last time I saw it was in a movie review in The New Yorker, and I'm sure it was used correctly there.
But, correctly?
Oh, in The New Yorker? I just assume they use everything correctly.
As positive or beneficial to your health? Seeing a movie is going to help you...
Oh,
feel better?
You know how those New Yorker movie reviews can be. I mean, it starts out about the movie, and then it goes into something else.
Okay. Talking about your diabetes. Okay.
I'm sure.
Don't eat the popcorn.
Right. Or just not as much butter.
A further confusion concerns a word that is in no way related to salubrious. Lugubrious. Lugubrious means extremely sad or mournful. In an especially exaggerated fashion. If someone is lugubrious, they are doleful and dismal to be around.
Well, okay.
So we'll stay away. I unfortunately stay away from too many things that are salubrious, but I also want to stay away from the lugubrious.
Right.
Finally, Kyle, I'm going to apply both of these confused words to my task of preparing for our talk. Writing our scripts is never torturous, but sometimes it's definitely torturous.
Okay. The latter,
yeah.
is, you know, something that creates pain or problems, right?
Nope. Now, are you saying with the er, or with the R or not?
I'm saying torture, and I don't know how to spell either one
tortuous
of them.
Tortuous or torturous.
Torturous.
Finally got them down. Torturous or torturous.
Torturous.
Yes.
Is
yes.
painful.
Yes, it
or,
is.
Okay.
It's like torture.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Torturous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Torturous. Torturous is complexly twisting or meandering or full of twists and turns.
Okay, yes. And I have seen, I think, again, read and not heard people, a review of a book or a novel that was too
torturous.
Dense or...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you think they were talking about that it was torture?
Probably. And you know, if it's torturous...
It could be the same thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I feel like
constant
that's effect. What I'm doing here.
No, it's not. I'm Milton Grammarian. It's Catherine Schultz.